Malawi has long suffered high rates of chronic nutrition, a situation that's compounded by high rates of HIV/AIDS. But in the last 2 years, the weather has been particularly inclement. Last year, there was drought and flooding. This year, there has been a severe drought compounded by the El Nino effect. So the upshot of all that is that the World Food Programme estimates that there are some 6.5 million people in Malawi in need of emergency food assistance now, and that's up from about 2.8 million in the same time last year. So a surge of about 150%. It's part of the wider drought across Africa, but Malawi is particularly hard hit.
The El Nino weather phenomenon has been particularly bad in that region. What has been the response from the international community?
Well, the El Nino effect, if we look at the cereal harvest, like much of southern Africa, Malawi has one harvest a year. That is in April. The staple crop is maize. And the April harvest was either very poor in a lot of parts of Malawi or failed completely. So that has a huge impact. So those 6.5 million people in need of food assistance now, that's 40% of the population. It's huge. In terms of the response of the international community, one of the main reasons why WFP's executive director has been visiting Malawi is to seek to raise awareness and attention to the depth and scale of the problem, both in Malawi and in across southern Africa. Obviously, to mount a very sizable relief operation, both in Malawi and in the wider region, that will require a lot of resources. We calculate, based on current projections, about 540 million for the seven hardest hit countries in the sub-region between now and next year. We urgently need just over 200 million, and some of that is required for the procurement of relief items and pre-positioning them in places, including in Malawi, that will be impassable, very difficult to reach by road because of rains that are due in October. And of course, another challenge for us is the expectation that the La Nina effect will hit later this year. And one of the dimensions of that will be heavy flooding. So a lot of concern, substantial need for resources, and much work to be done in terms of pre-positioning and ensuring that all of those in need, the many of them, are sufficiently served.
What if the response is not adequate? What if help doesn't get there? What could happen?
But obviously, a very bad situation can only be worse. You will have higher rates of malnutrition. You will have people who are chronically malnourished becoming acutely malnourished if they don't get sufficient food. So a huge effort is required across the sub-region. It must be all hands to the pump. The governments of the Southern Africa development community are mobilizing themselves. They are cooperating together. They are seeking to attract more attention and resources from the international community. So it's going to be a huge campaign, a huge effort over the next several months.
Is there something you'd like to add?
In addition to addressing the immediate needs, the relief aspect of the challenge, it's also very important that we work towards building the resilience of communities and countries across southern Africa. That's a longer term enterprise. As we are responding to the emergency, as we are implementing relief programs, they must have within them the building of longer term resilience of those individuals, communities, and indeed countries across southern Africa. So that has to be a vital dimension of what we, the World Food Programme, and others do.